Don't take it so seriously.
Lighten up.
Trust the mystery.
Lighten up.
It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way.
Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Hello, sweet friends. Happy, beautiful day. It is Wednesday. It is, of course, what we little humans refer to as hump day. And it's a really interesting kind of energy that's playing out in the universe. And when I look at the show today, and I've been sitting here in preparation, you know, within my thoughts and in my heart. And when we're looking to really, today's all about really creating balance in our life. And it's so beautiful what's playing out on that larger universal level, because that's truly what the heavens have us doing this whole entire week. And so it is about the light and the dark coming into balance. And when I say the light and the dark, I don't just mean on a spirit level. I'm saying the light and dark within our own self. And so we have new greater awarenesses that really are coming to light this week. And so the start of the week was really, you know, we might have felt really energized and we were just really in this push of energy. But in the push of energy, it's a little heavy going, you know, it's a little heavier and the energy is beginning to lighten up. They must be, the heavens must be tuning into my show. and so, you know, you can just begin to feel that there is a shift change playing out in the heavens, but we're not quite through this period right as of yet. One of the greatest influences for that, of course, is the moon. I was just having this conversation that the moon is farther away this month than it is, you know, any other time. And so we're missing the energy that even the moon provides us. And so you might find that, as I said, it's a little heavier, you're a little slow going. And really within these shifts that are taking place, even though there can be a little bit of unease right now, this is also this opportunity where everything in our reality kind of comes into form for us to take a look at, to learn to create a little bit more balance. Balance, of course, like the top of the show, balance between spiritual and balance of being human. And so to look at that, and that's really been at the core of what is happening this week. I just I love how the cosmos are such influencers for us little humans. And again, the awareness that comes into play, that it's not, you know, it's not that we're just waking up tired. There's actually a greater reason for that. And so that is a part of it. The other part of it, which is really exciting, in this heavier or what can be almost like dense like energy that's playing out right now, the beauty of it is that we have this great wake-up call, so to speak, of consciousness happening within ourselves as well. And so again, as I said, there might be some realities playing up where we're being forced to take a look at responsibilities, our relationships, you know, things like that, because something is out of whack that needs to come into balance. And it is in every time there we're triggered in some way or we're feeling as if there is unease, it's really this invitation for us to wake up into higher consciousness. And so embracing these times like this is so important. Now, the heaviness or the density of this energy that we're feeling also is turning on those psychic abilities on high. And I'll tell you, the dream state is probably vivid for, you know, for many of you. I mean, the dreams that are taking place, the clarity of the dreams that are happening is huge. So even though they might feel chaotic, because I know sometimes that dream state can be that way, there's great messages or great wake-up calls that are happening even in that level. We're also, you know, when we look at our soul senses and the gifts that are coming, even our gifts and abilities are coming into balance within us. This is what's so beautiful is that these higher realms of energy, the higher realms of beings, all in this energy of this, I want to say, applying almost greater exertion in terms of bringing everything into balance. So you might also find that, you know, suddenly you're having more visions or you're hearing more or you're really tuned into spirit in a way you've never been tuned in before. Perhaps it is even just your psychic abilities or your intuition seems to be going on high. This is also happening under this lessened lunar energy right now. But as I said, It's all about all parts of us coming into balance. And really, what a beautiful, beautiful thing to be playing out in the heavens, and where the conversation and topic for today is all about life balance. How are we creating that balance, and what steps can we take in order to bring that not only to our very human life, but also on the spiritual level? Now, of course, before I get too carried away on my babbling, I wanted to make sure to remind you that the phone lines are open after the commercial break. So if you need any direction, any support or help in creating more balance in your life, or something that is challenging or stumbling you, please feel free to give me a call. In fact, I really invite you to do that. The number is 248-809-3475. Okay, so did you write that down? You're getting ready to dial? Good. I'm glad to hear it. All right. So, you know, what is life balance? When we look at life balance, and I'm saying life because all of life, we look at life in terms of who we are as humans, and life as who we are as these spiritual beings having this human experience. And so balance, as I said, happening in the cosmos this week, is also the topic that's on so many people's minds lately. I've had so many conversations with people, with my clients, and in different ways about learning to really create that healthy balance. What really is at the core of that is balance isn't something that we're just looking to do, you know, every now and then. It's actually an essential part of our happiness as well as our well-being. And when I say well-being, I mean on every level, physically, emotionally, mentally, as well as spiritually. And when we look at creating and maintaining a healthy life balance, we have more productivity within our life. We can really get some things done. But in that balance, we really are able to thrive in our very human life, as well as being these people who are tuned in and tapped in to the higher realms of consciousness. So the big question becomes, you know, what does a balanced life really mean? You know, what I think it comes down to, the most essential question in that, in terms of what does a balanced life look like for you? What does it look like for me? Because we all have, we all live our own crazy schedules. We're all in the midst of doing, different things. We have involvement in, whether they be volunteering in our communities, whether it be engaging in schools with children and everything that kids bring into the dynamic. We all have different things going on. So, you know, what does it really mean for us as individuals, just as we are unique unto our own self? I mean, we are the same one is breathing us. And so we all come from that same one, but each of us has different attributes. We have different strengths. We have different characteristics. And so that expression of who we are in the uniqueness that we are really is what will determine what is required for each of us as individuals to live a balanced life. So that internal question, you know, what does a balance look like for me? What does it look like for you? Because there are steps that we can take in terms of what isn't working, so we can get back into some sense of balance in our life, because we all have things that are working and we all have things that are working against us, right? It's, you know, it's that conscious act that we do where either we are contributing to our life in some way through what the actions we're taking, or we are taking away from our life. So that's really, you know, what it begins to look like, that we can take steps, but what isn't working has to be acknowledged as well. And once we start taking some action into creating a more balance in our life, I mean, it's like everything in the universe. I mean, those grand laws that govern over us, I mean, ask and you shall receive. I mean, it's truly is what it comes. I mean, you ask to, you know, what does a balanced life look like? You begin to have awareness to what that is. What changes can I make in order to create more balance in my life? Suddenly, you know, you're going through the paper and there's a coupon for, you know, a gym membership. There's things that will show up for each of us on an individual basis in order to support us in creating that balance for our life. So once we start taking some form of action, there is, we find it like almost like a newfound equilibrium within our own self. And I think more you know, we make little adjustments over time. We like everything, you know, change does not have to be abrupt, and it does not have to be harsh. Change can be something that takes place on a gradual basis. So even if we're making small little adjustments over time, finding what works, what doesn't work, eventually we get into a place where we have a whole new set of positive habits, and you know, we get into that, again, that ultimate place of really maintaining that healthy lifestyle and that, you know, that healthy sense of self. There is a beautiful quote by Thomas Merton, and he states that happiness is not a matter of intensity, but of balance, order, rhythm, and harmony. And when I read that as I was preparing for the show, I was, you know, it really struck for me, because there are so many elements in our life that require balancing. And instead of getting on today and really talking in a real generalized kind of forum, I really want to delve in a little bit deeper, and hopefully I don't run out of time, because that's usually what happens is I get on a tangent, but really to take a look at the elements in our life that require the most balancing. And there's many of them, right? But really taking a look at what those specifics are, to kind of pinpoint things a little bit for you as well as for me. I mean, this is, you know, this has been the story of my life lately, really, is about bringing things into balance. And again, and I mean, I don't mean to go on and on about it, but it's just kind of how my life has been this last month. You know, I look at the death, the unexpected death that takes place. And so for 2 weeks, my everything in my world got redirected. And so coming back from that, back into, you know, even on a personal level, I mean, you can take a look at my house. It's in need of dusting. There was laundry galore piled up. There was, my poor fridge. There were things in my fridge that started to talk back, you know, when we got home. There were just all of these things within my home environment that needed some attention that I had been redirected and had no time to give attention to. The other thing that, you know, really comes in is that professional aspect. I mean, with having to step away and getting redirected, there were lots of rescheduling of clients. There was a lot of what would have been a very balanced calendar to suddenly needing to accommodate and to follow through with, you know, the responsibilities that I had on a professional level. And so I've been feeling over this last month that I've been doing nothing but spin circles and trying to catch up with myself. And that is a huge indicator. If you are becoming completely engulfed with reality, it is a huge, huge sign that something needs to go and something needs to happen in order for there to be some balance. So I've been very aware of the necessity for me, even in this last month, to create more balance in my life. And when we look at this in a bigger, grander scale of things, we look into the point in balance of 2017. This is really, as I say, this year of new beginnings. And yep, I'm repeating myself over and over again. This is about foundations, right? We're laying foundations for our next 9-year cycle as humanity. And in that, there are many things that need to come into balance in order to help stabilize and secure the foundation. And so this is something that's playing out for us as individuals, but it's also playing out at that much higher universal level. And so that is, it's a part of the equation for 2017. And it's not by chance that reality gets all kind of mucked up for all of us to take a look at what's working and what's not working, and then making some conscious choices to create something better or more for our lives. Again, I want to make sure to remind you that the phone lines are open after the commercial break. You know, give me a ring a ding ding. The phone number is 248-809-3475. And I would be honored to help you to, with a little bit of perspective, to help you to bring something into play under the guidance and direction of the heavens for you. So please let me know. and give, you know, give that phone call in. As I always say, you calling in to talk to me speaks for the greater community of listeners that are here. So don't be shy. Okay. All right. So we are rocking and rolling and moving forward here. Okay. So I wanted to talk to you about really, you know, let's start. So what does it mean to be balanced? Well, to me, having this balance within me is that I have the ability to easily handle the various elements in my life. And I'm not feeling like my head and my mind are being pulled in different directions. There is this part of me that feels calm. I feel grounded. I feel clear-headed. I know what needs to happen, and I'm motivated to get it done. Even when the universal energies are playing out here, even with the density that we're feeling or the heaviness that we're feeling, there's still a motivation to go into action in some way. And I think that is one of the first things to look at, the first thing to look at was if life is crazy all around you and you're needing to catch up with yourself, yep, something is out of balance. The second one is where the heart and the mind are being pulled in different directions. And this is probably one of the biggest ones that I see people struggle with. I know I certainly have been there, and I probably very admittedly have those times when I still do. So here is where, you know, my heart is saying, you know, I really would like to go. And as an example, I'd really like to go and spend time with my daughter. But my mind is telling me of all the reasons why I can't do that because of what the travel to go, you know, the airfare that it would cost, the time away from home that it would take, the effort that would be involved. And my mind goes into something to rationalize or talk me out of it. What happens is when we allow the mind to rule over the heart, it's like we're being pulled in two separate directions. It's a huge indicator that something is out of balance inside of us. So I really encourage you to take a look. I mean, that's just a real small example that I used, but to take a look at that and, you know, how is that showing up for you? Where are your heart and mind divided? You know, are your heart and mind divided in terms of a career? Is your heart and mind divided over a relationship? Is your heart and mind divided over something? Because that in itself constitutes that we have something that is remotely unbalanced in within our own self, whether it is a thought that needs balancing or whether it's something deeper and more internal. So how do we find our balance? Well, as I said, there are many elements in life that require balancing, but they really can be broken down into two categories. And those two categories being what needs to be balanced internally within us and what needs to be balanced externally. So that reality, you know, that we find ourselves in. And most often, we have a tendency to either focus on what's internal and not pay attention to the external, or we're so busy taking care of the external, we're not paying attention to what's going on the internal level. And so, as an example, you might find that when you focus on external things like work and relationships, what you have to do, what needs to get done, and you pay very little attention to what's going on inside your heart. On the other hand, if you're spending too much time being self-reflective, you might miss out on experiencing life, you know, and that's why we're here. As I say very often, you know, we are these spiritual beings having a human experience, but we are here for that human experience. And so if we are not in a place where we are experiencing living and experiencing life, that's an indication we're spending way too much time with ourselves. So, you know, there, as I said, there's no right or wrong in terms of how what needs to be balanced in your life. It's just about the recognition that something might be out of alignment, and it would be really beneficial to really take care of both ends of that spectrum. And when I say both ends, I mean of the external and the internal. That is the ultimate in maintaining balance in our life, when the inner and outer worlds are completely balanced. But we generally focus on one or the other. So my invitation to you is to take a look at all of it and really use this energy, use this time that we've been blessed with within the universe, and take advantage of really getting clear on what needs to be addressed and given some nurturing and some attention to within your own life. So those two categories I was talking about, The first one, you know, we look at the internal. Well, the internal really is our heart, our mind, as well as our physical health. You know, that's going on inside of our body. So first, you know, when we take a look at our mind, one of the ways, you know, we can look at an imbalance or what might be, what maybe needs to come into balance, if we're always challenging ourselves intellectually, versus creating opportunities for the mind to rest. So we have to be able to, of course, challenge ourselves intellectually. We study, we learn, we're engaging in conversations or perhaps classes, whatever that is. We're challenging ourselves intellectually, but we also need to create opportunities in which we can allow our mind to rest, where we can begin to just shut it down. Just slow it down, that busyness. You know, I always, in the work I do, I always say to people, it's no wonder we have migraines. It's no wonder we can suffer with headaches because of the thinking, that challenging, that constant influx of thought, energy that plays out. That really needs to come into balance as well. As much as we're using our mind in terms of on an intellectual level, we also have to look at really giving our mind opportunities to rest. We go into the heart. This is what else needs to be in balance. I mean, this is a universe that works in balance, right? Where there's light, there's dark. Where there's happy, there's sad. Where there's, you know, I can go on and on. Where there's positive, there's negative. Everything creates this unified balance within the heavens. And so we take a look at that, being that we are of that same one, we take a look at, even at our heart level, we have to create balance. We have to look at what we're giving is what we're receiving in equal balance. I mean, that's a spiritual law of giving and receiving, right? When we're giving love, we have to be open to receiving love. And when we're receiving love, we have to be open to give it, right? When we're with money, it's the same thing. But when I'm focusing, I don't want to get into all the financial things. There could be somebody out there that's, I'm picking up your, maybe your financial streams right now. But just to know that even money, you know, needs to be given and received and there's another whole show I can do, but just throwing that out there because I know I wouldn't have said it otherwise. But when we look at the heart of the matter, you know, giving love, giving forgiveness. When we give love to someone else, we receive it. When we offer our forgiveness to someone else, we surely must be receiving the forgiveness from our own self. Then we can take a look at health, and health becomes that eating, that drinking, you know, making sure we're exercising properly. We need to be taking care of our bodies on that very physical level. But it also means about creating opportunities for rest, for treating ourselves with a little extra yumminess sometimes in terms of, you know, whether it be through food or, you know, even just staying in bed a little bit longer than what we would normally do. Health is important. You know, it is, without our health, we really don't have anything. I mean, that's the truth of it. And so we take a look at, you know, what is it internally within our health that we're needing to create balance there too. So I've just got a few minutes before the commercial break. I do want to throw out that phone number one more time for you. 248-809-3475. Again, if you want to look at getting a little guidance, a little insight and perspective from the heavens through our conversation for your own life, please give me a call and let's, you know, see what action steps you can take in order to create more of that balance within your life. Before commercial, and if, you know, here again, throwing it out there because, you know, I'm off to Cancun coming up November the... Why? Look at how fast that was gone. November the 8th, SheScape is happening in Cancun, Mexico. And I'm just taking a really small group of women with me this year. And this year is all about creating our wholeness, our holiness, about creating balance in our life, little pitch in. So if you are interested in a spontaneous, because it is at this point when we're just 2 weeks away from the start, a little bit spontaneous getaway that is full of spirituality, that is of, we've got sun, we've got, you know, the sand, the ocean breeze. We are indulging in spirituality and really looking to create balance between this beautiful human that we are and this whole spiritual self that we you know, of the higher self. So if you are interested, I only have two spots left. And so every time I sit down, I'm still being shown to people. So I want to make sure to throw that out there today in case one of them is you, that there is opportunity still to attend and be a part of the, when we talk about treating yourself to a little extra yumminess, let me tell you, Cancun is going to be it for all of us. So I invite you to visit my website, bonnieworth.ca, and register ASAP if you want one of those last two remaining seats. Okay. Wow. I can't believe how much I can talk. Does that ever surprise you? I feel, and this is what, this again is the energy of what's playing out. It's like everything feels on slow mode, but everything's been turned on high. And balance in our life has been turned on high for us to take a look so we can be happier, healthier, as well as lead more fulfilling lives on all levels. So I'm going to talk more. We're going to go into the external aspects of balance after the commercial break. And by all means, please call in.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Begin by finding a comfortable, relaxed position. Let out whatever stress is in your body. It could be from the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk four sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library, or when you thought chaperoning the school dance meant actually dancing in the school dance. Whatever it is, let it go. The fire you started with that experimental dinner, let it go. The time you drove away from the gas pump with the gas pump, let it go. Three, very relaxed. Two, there you go. One.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Time starts now. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat? Where can you find the answers to these questions?
Car crashes are one of the leading killers of U.S. children. Many of those deaths could be prevented by making sure that kids are in the right seat for their age and size. Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. That's safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today might be the day I drop out of school. But you might be able to stop me.
With United Way, you could tutor me, be my mentor, or volunteer to just read with me. There are tons of ways people like you can help kids like me stay in school. Make me a success. Not a statistic.
Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
We are all about the balance here today on the show. Creating balance, living in balance, maintaining balance. And, you know, just before the commercial break, I talked about, you know, one of the categories, I guess, in terms of what we need to do in creating balance. And that's the internal component. I want to talk to you about the external, though, that work, the social, the family, as well as that fun factor in our life. You know, there needs to be balance there as well, too. Sometimes when, and I know this is an issue for me, and I, again, full disclosure, I couldn't be more honest on this show with you guys than what I am. But truly, on the work scale, I sometimes will push myself too hard to achieve my goals or push myself too hard to get things done. And I've definitely been pushing myself way too hard this last month over the obligations, the expectations, and not that other people are putting them on me. It's definitely because I've been putting them on myself. And so in that work part of it, it really is about taking a look to see the bigger picture, to take a step back, you know, or take a step away, to really enjoy the ride, what's playing out, giving ourselves permission to not work. And that's a big one for me. And I feel like I've had my, you know, been tied to my business in one way or another over this last month in greater ways, I guess, than maybe I have previously. And which is not a bad thing, but it's just about the fact that, become a little bit of a workaholic and not enough of just being able to enjoy the ride and indulging in the successes as well as the witnessing of the miracles that I have the absolute honor of witnessing in the work that I do. So for me, it's been this huge, huge, this wake up call from the universe to really, it's permission to get done what I can do, but also making sure I am taking, you know, a day off or two. We have to look at on a social basis, you know. Yeah, we have a desire to be out with our friends, to go out on the weekend, to, you know, we get lots of invitations for different outings. And so it's important for us to go out and to, you know, go and enjoy that time and to satisfy that social aspect within our life. But it's also important that we take time for ourselves, take time to be with ourselves. And I know a lot of people, again, where the imbalance happens is where they don't like spending time alone with themselves. They begin to feel, restless or perhaps lonely. But it's important that we learn to take time for ourselves and to be with ourselves. We look at family. That's a big one. That's a big one for all of us, whether you have children, whether you have dogs, you know, or fur babies, whether you have older parents, whether you have siblings, or if it's just you and your husband. I mean, whatever family looks like, there needs to be this aspect of balance here too. And it's important for us to fulfill our family responsibilities. It's important for us to be there for the people we love, especially if they're struggling or they've going through a challenging time in their life. But it's also important that we create healthy boundaries, because sometimes, in who we are and these compassionate giving and people that we want to be able to help and serve, we get into a place where we overextend ourselves. And that becomes important that we do create some healthy boundaries. You know, sometimes a healthy boundary can be as simple as saying no. That's a big one. You know, I think it's important that we say yes to a lot of things in life in order to grow and expand, to move us out of our comfort zone. But it's also important, talk about balance, that we learn to say no sometimes as well. No, so that we're honoring ourselves, that we're doing what is in our highest and best, and not just bending over backwards to accommodate someone else and their needs. The other part of it, and it falls into that little bit of that social category that I was talking about, but is that fun factor. We have to allocate some time in our life to be able to enjoy what we're doing. We need to have fun. We need to be spontaneous. We need to get silly. It's so important. And then it becomes into balance is making sure that we're not overdoing that either, that we're not spending all of our time, partying and celebrating and not taking care of some of the more important priorities, perhaps maybe in our life. So, you know, everything, there's an internal and there's an external. So it's really helpful for us to check in with ourselves, to see where we feel the most balanced, but also on the spectrum of both things. It's like, you know, we want to make sure that not one is more extreme than the other, because really we can, it can be very detrimental to our well-being. So, you know, we take a look, we, you know, it's helpful, as I said, to do a little check-in, to acknowledge what is playing out. And I think this comes in from having to take some real time to look at our life, to look at our state of mind, to check in with how we're feeling, and more importantly, to be honest with ourselves. We have to be honest about where it is or what it is that we are neglecting in our life. You know, I know for me, I've been completely neglecting the internal in terms of my health. You know, I haven't had time to do yoga. I haven't, you know, I'm busy on a schedule, so I'm eating on the run all the time. And, you know, so I know for me that, you know, I haven't had opportunities to really take care of what is in my highest and best. So I've had to acknowledge that. I mean, I've had to just, you know, find some peace with it. I had to be honest, but I just realized that I have really been neglecting my health. And so because I'm aware of it, then I need to do something about it. And that's really what comes next. You know, we have to take a look at, okay, now that I know what it is, I need to set some goals. I've got to get some focus here and start taking some steps that are going to help bring some balance there. And what do you do? Well, basically, you do the opposite of what you have been doing. So in regards to this whole health thing for me, you know, when I look at eating and drinking and exercising, okay, well, I have to start making some really conscious choices to ensure that what I'm eating is healthy and that I'm taking time to slow down, to indulge in the flavors in what I'm eating, but also to slow down to ensure that even that meal is healthfully balanced. You know, when I look at drinking, I mean, it's so easy, right? For me, water is my go-to. Like, honestly, I've given up drinking coffee, which I know for many people is like crazy. Even though I admit I have had, you know, a half a cup here or a cup there, you know, over the last little while. But as I said, I realized that I like the smell of coffee way more than the taste of it. And so for me, you know, water is a real go-to. But even at that, I realized that in the busyness of everything, I haven't even been drinking what would be my normal quota for water intake for me during the day. So I haven't been drinking water, so I need to increase the amount of water. I haven't been exercising or doing anything to move my body, really, other than running up and down my stairs or, you know, whatever that might be. But, you know, looking, okay, what can I do now to create opportunities so that I can even just stretch my body, just to become present with my body, just to be able to do something to create some of that movement. And that's really important through any energy cycles and shifts that we're doing, you know, is about stretching the body. We don't have to be exercising vigorously, but it is about some sort of movement to begin to express and to allow, you know, all of the energies and things to move through us. So we need to take a look and begin to start setting some goals, doing a little plan, and taking some action steps in terms of what it is we can do instead. You know, the inner stuff that we have going on, a lot of the stuff can keep us from sticking to our plans. You know, negative self-talk, worries, fears. And I'll tell you, the ego is so great at talking us out of stuff. You know, like when I go into for instance, when I go into the whole idea of eating, it's so easy to say, oh, you know what, I'm just going to have, you know, it's Halloween time, right? And so we have those little mini chocolate bars at our house. And so it's like, you know, just one more bite. I'll do better tomorrow. But it is about, my goodness, we have to take that accountability. We have to stick to the plan. I've got to stick to the plan to eat healthy. I've got to stick to the plan to ensure that I'm drinking enough water. I've got to stick to the plan to make sure that I'm exercising in some capacity every day, right? So that is about, you know, taking that, making those conscious choices, being in a place where we are empowering ourselves through our actions instead of that self-sabotaging part of us, that little ego that likes to kind of hold us back or keep us down. And so we need to be kind to ourselves through everything in life, but we really need to be kind to ourselves as we begin to shift and make these little changes. Because I'll tell you what, balance is not going to feel good if we are cruel with ourselves while we are creating it. So we need to be kind to ourselves. And if we are having that chocolate bar when we know we should be eating a salad. Well, you know what? Cut ourselves a little bit of slack. Forgive ourselves, right? Self-forgiveness. I'll tell you, everything comes back to self-forgiveness every single time. Let's see, what else can we, you know, what else do I make sure, I want to make sure to say? It is important as well, as I said, to look at minimizing toxins in our life. And when, and I don't really just mean chemicals, but I'll tell you what, that's really helpful too, because we can get into some of those, the chemicals, whether in cleaning agents, whether in the foods even that we eat. I mean, that's a part of it too. There's all these, those preservatives and things. I mean, all of that, you know, minimizing the toxins. But what I'm talking about can actually be avoiding toxic people sometimes, you know, understanding that everybody goes through their stuff. We all have the privilege and the right to complain and to whine about our lives. We definitely do, because sometimes life sucks, right? But it's also about making those conscious choices to step away from people who maybe have poor attitudes or who are really caught up in a cycle, because it can bring us down, and it kind of steers us off course of creating that balance in our life. So, you know, you don't have to completely avoid somebody. And I'll tell you, I say it over and over again, you certainly do not have to tell somebody to their face that you can't be around them because their energy drains you. You know, you don't, and I've seen people do this. That's why I'm like, oh my gosh, don't be cruel. Just be kind and take a step back, you know, just minimize contact with someone, you know, but really take a look at surrounding yourself with positive, supportive people. Take a look at, you want to minimize toxins? Oh my gosh, keep tuning into my show or go into all the shows on Empower Radio. Spend some time indulging your mind into something that is really positive and that contributes to your life. That will also, you know, when you're busy focusing in on the things that are supportive and helpful within your life, then you can, it's really easy to avoid the toxic people because you know what, you're too busy, right? This is important. And this has been so important for me through my entire life. But of course, when death happens, you know, it's a wake up call for all of us. You know, our relationships matter. You know, they matter so very much, and we can take the people in our lives for granted. And one of the ways, you know, that's really great at being able to create balance, especially if you are a busy parent, if you are a single parent, even, I mean, I know the pressures of what that all entails, you know, been there and done that for a while in my life as well. And so, you know, I understand how that plays out, but it is in those relationships with our family and with our friends that matters. And we feel, you know, that's where loneliness steps in. That's where isolation begins to happen. We almost fall instinctively in becoming a hermit and not going anywhere and doing anything. But that's a huge indicator that we need to have balance there too. And so, you know, very often, you know, people are just sitting in front of the TV. They're just, you know, and this is important, engage. Make a date with your significant other. Go have coffee with a friend. Play a game with a child, whatever it is. But get to know the people around you and really get to know the people around you. We can be so superficial, you know. And one of those ways, you know, I think of that is how often we say, hey, how are you doing? But we really don't stand around to really listen to somebody's response. And everybody just automatically responds, oh, I'm good. But is that the truth? You know, it's like we really need to get to know the people around us. We need to invest in our relationships. We need to make time in our relationships, not just kind of sit in front of the TV, but, you know, really, really connect with those people around. That is also about creating balance, because we have to, it's important for us to have that alone time, absolutely, so that we can meditate, we can write, we can do yoga, we can have a snooze, you know, whatever that is. But we also need to bring that other part of it, you know, let's start getting real with the people around us, I think. And I'll tell you, that will lift your spirits. It lifts their spirits, and everything begins to find a new rhythm. And it's that new rhythm where you begin to really get to know how to enjoy your life. You know, there's many, many things, as I said, that we can do in order to create balance, connecting, as I said, with people that are That keep you supported, that keep you motivated, and can help you in hard times. And so I highly recommend, as I said, that you share what you're going through with someone. You know, we often create these periods of isolation, as I said, where we get into being the hermit because we don't want to admit to someone else that maybe we're off or we're sad or we're struggling in our life, whether maybe we're grieving. And so I'll tell you what, somebody, there are people in your life who are right there who can help you with whatever inner demons might be playing out, but also to be there to support and love you and celebrate your accomplishments as well. So, you know, balance really is this part of creation, and anything that isn't working in our life takes some responsibility. And self-responsibility is without a doubt one of the greatest contributing forces from where I've been to where I am now in my life. I've had to take responsibility for every aspect of my life, everything that was happening, everything, you know, every problem that there was in my life, I was right there. So I needed to take a look at, you know, I might be part of the problem. And so self-responsibility becomes that. And this is about what balance really is about taking responsibility for our lives. We need to take a look at what's not working, what is working, what would we like to have less of, what is it that we would like to have more of. And so self-evaluation, looking at and getting real, as I said, with what needs to be shifted or healed, getting real about what's happening and going and taking some action to get responsible in knowing that we are a part of the equation. We are the common denominator in everything in our life. You know, we are not victims. And I think for the most part, our ego likes to convince us that we are victims of reality. My ego was convincing me that it was because of the fact that I had had a death in the family that I had no time for me. That wasn't true. There's always time for me. And so that was in the busyness of everything was I needed to take some responsibility to create opportunities or pockets of time where I could give back to me. Whether that was simply going for a bath. And I'm such a bath girl. I mean, yep, I shower in the morning, but oh my gosh, my nightly baths, they're my little place of heaven. And so, you know, when I look at, wow, I hadn't done that for 2 weeks. Yes, just so you know, I showered and I was still clean. I just hadn't had my bath. And so that was one of the ways that I needed to look at because there was an imbalance. I was giving more than what I was receiving, right? And so that self-responsibility, taking action, owning it because it's ours. We can't blame, and it's so easy for our ego to blame other people, right? Isn't that fun? We get to put all of our dirt and all of our suffering on somebody else because you know what? They don't have enough dirt and suffering of their own, so let's add to it, right? And it's just warped, right? It's just the ego's like, oh yeah, you're going to take that. That's yours. I'm going to blame you. Because you didn't do this and you weren't here for me then or whatever plays out. But we must take responsibility. We are not victims in our life. We only believe that we are. But that's actually not the case. That we are these incredibly powerful beings of light. We are these incredibly powerful beings of love. And when we can take a look at what is playing out internally within our own world and know that the external is only a result of what's going on internally. That balance, the ultimate imbalance, as I said, there's two categories and we have to bring it all into play, but it is about getting the mind into a place where it's thinking in optimism, where it's seeing greater perspectives, where it's open to new ideas. You know, the heart, making sure we're giving, we're receiving, we're forgiving. We're giving for our happiness. We're giving for, right? And so we get into that place where at the heart of the matter, opportunities to love ourselves more, opportunities to be the light, opportunities to be that love, opportunities to be forgiveness in action. and then the internal, the health of the body, the mind, the body, the spirit, the mind, the body. That's it. Balance on the internal is what is necessary, because what is playing out internally is what is creating externally. And when we start taking responsibility for what is playing out in our mind, when we start taking responsibility for the wounds, the traumas, the pain, the suffering that binds our heart into a place where we are unforgiving, we're there. You know, we have imbalance, and it shows up externally. It shows up in our relationships. It shows up at our job. It shows up, you know, with the mailman or in traffic. It shows up. And our health. Honestly, you know, when we look at our health, we are, as I said earlier, we are nothing without our health. So when we take a look at what we understand as this holy trinity of mind, body, spirit, to understand that these three components are what bring the ease to bring wholeness and wellness into our life in all areas. It comes back to that every single time. Because if our mind is not right, we will be suffering some way in our health, because our body makes us right about everything we believe. And so the body, you know, responds to what the mind is thinking. And the mind responds to what's going on that deep internal spiritual self. Those truths that we own, that acceptance of who we are, that greater understanding of being these souls here for this beautiful, indulgent human experience, to be in that place, or to be in the place where it is full of angst and just wants to die and to get out of here and not be here anymore. Just want life to be over. My suffering is too great. When our suffering is too great on that spirit self, or we have no spirituality in our life, we've completely blocked out and we've tuned out the universe. We've tuned out God. We've tuned out spirit. We've tuned it out. We've blocked it. We've stopped it. When we're still sleeping, our mind is chaotic. It has impure thoughts. It is angry, you know, because the mind is responding to the spirit. So when we look at spirit first, when we find our connection, when we take action to be able to create a more centered, grounded, loving, and greater connection to who we really are, our mind cannot help but fall into flow with that. The balance of that eternal and internal self, that highest self within you, when it comes in and ego has been put to sleep a little bit, when ego's off having a nap, that being inside of you, when it takes lead, you have balance. Because the mind responds to the spirit. And when the spirit is healthy, the mind is healthy. When the spirit is in balance, the mind is in balance. And when the spirit is in balance and healthy, and the mind is in spirit and healthy, the body makes us right. And it too becomes balanced and healthy. So, sweet friends, there are no simple steps. There are no action plan. There's no action plan for you to take, but for you to take action in some way in creating that health, that wellness, that internal balance of the mind and the body of the spirit. And then everything that is playing out in your life will fall into perfect form. And as long as you are conscientious of ensuring that on the external world that you're having flexibility and you're making accommodations and you're moving to go with the flow, you're going to find that life is going to flow, that things will naturally fall into place, and that you are no longer in this angst and uneasiness in life. But with balance, you can thrive. mind, body, and spirit. Comes back to that one every single time. So I hope that you were able to find your way back to your one, to your point of zero, to that ever eternal being that you are, that one that is all love, that one that is all light, that one that is here to maximize its greatest potential and to realize its greatest good and to go forward, you know, for this week and into your life, really being most authentic in who you are. And of course, one more plug before I go. If you want a little help and support doing that, you know where to reach me. But more importantly, I would love for you to come and indulge in the sunshine, the sand, in sisterhood at SheScape with me in Cancun. So if one of those two spots are yours, I invite you to register today. All right, sweet friends, from my heart to yours. Oh, and by the way, thanks for calling. Ha ha. my heart to yours. Big love, sweet friends, and have an amazing, amazing week.